Radio Prague News.
The Czech Domestic Security and Counter-Espionage Service has warned of stepped-up Russian spying last year. Members of the Czech Upper House have rejected a proposed anti-corruption package, and tennis legend Martina Navratilova says she has won her battle against breast cancer. The Czech Domestic Security and Counterintelligence Service, the Security Information Service, has reported growing Russian activity in the country. In its report on 2009, the service said Russian intelligence gathering was stepped up and focused in particular on the energy sector and research. The report said the sometimes aggressive intelligence gathering used not only the usual diplomatic cover, but also the Russian community in the Czech Republic. As well as political and business contacts, attempts had been made to foster links with academic research using students. The report includes a warning of attempts by business and interest groups to subvert the state administration and in particular to influence the filling of top positions and decisions concerning state-owned enterprises such as the State Forestry Company and Czech Airlines. The Czech Intelligence Service also highlighted attempts by Iran to get components and know-how that could be used for weapons of mass destruction. The report said that Iran did not spare any effort in these attempts. These efforts included front companies and firms in third countries that had no knowledge of the complete supply chain. The service added that North Korea, Syria and Pakistan also sought to obtain specialized and sensitive Czech machinery. The Czech Upper House has voted down a proposed anti-corruption package which would have introduced the concept of a crown witness and agent provocateur. The proposal, drawn up by the outgoing Social Democrat Minister of the Interior, Martin Pecina, was voted against by 43 senators with 25 in favour. Many also spoke against the idea of increased police use of phone tapping and tax returns to counter corruption. The proposal will now automatically fall, with a new lower house having been sworn in following elections. Leaders of the three parties seeking to form a future government have agreed not to relax existing environment limits on mining brown coal. The agreement between negotiators from the Civic Democrats, Topo 9 and Public Affairs Party was arrived at late Thursday as they sealed an agreement on the environment and farming chapter of their negotiations. They also agreed to draw up a new energy and raw materials policy. On agriculture, the negotiators agreed to speed up the sale of state-owned land already being farmed and tighten the rules for building on greenfield sites. Czech-born tennis star Martina Navratilova has said she is free from breast cancer after an operation and radiation treatment. The 9-times Wimbledon singles winner was diagnosed with a non-invasive form of breast cancer in February this year. The form can, however, increase the chances of contracting cancer later if it is not dealt with. Navratilova gave the update on her health at a news conference in the margins of this year's Wimbledon tournament. She added that she still has the goal of climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, the highest mountain in Africa, by the end of the year. And finally, to the weather. Forecasters say it will get warmer in the coming days, with temperatures set to reach up to 25 degrees Celsius. Showers are, however, likely in some places. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.